this is looking at the motivations that people reported for taking the exam. And again, increased credibility as a public health professional was the most common motivation, followed by increased credibility for the public health profession. Here's my pretty slide. And so what does the CPH do? Well, it helps the public field by responding to calls from various government and local private organizations who wanted more of a connection with public health, and also to refill the pipeline due to the increasing number of public health professionals who are moving toward retirement. So making sure that as we were refilling that pipeline, we were refilling with people who were had all of these core competencies and had this mastery. It's also important because, as I believe Molly may have already mentioned, it was basically the only health profession that did not have a certification, a credential, or a licensure. And society really expects this of us in terms of accountability. And the certification also allows us to bring the full force of our professions to the table with other disciplines and other professionals. The other reason was for yourself, okay, to advance your career, your livelihood, for potential increases in your earning potential, and to open up new career opportunities. And this is, I think, very important for people who are in graduate programs right now. There are roughly 8,000 graduates every year from CEEF-accredited institutions, and having the CPH helps distinguish you, helps you stand out from the crowd of all of those other people. So I just wanted to share with you why I took the exam, which I think everybody takes it for a slightly different reason. I really was just interested. It had been 4 years since I graduated from my doctoral program, which means it had been 6 years since I'd taken any sort of exam. And I really wanted to know where my basic knowledge was in the different public health areas. What had I retained from my PhD? And by doing this, it sort of meant that I could still demonstrate my mastery of those core sciences of public health. I like a challenge, and so for me, that was part of the fun of taking an exam. That might just be particular to me, I'm not sure. But the second, and really one of the more important issues for me, was that I was at an institution, Montclair State University, that at the time did not have a graduate program in public health. We had an undergraduate major in health education with a concentration in public health, and we were actually developing a master's in public health program. And I thought that it would be really important to know what skills the students in my department and in my program were going to need in order to pass the exam. And assuming that these credentials were going to get increasing recognition in the years to come, I felt that it was important to have at least one faculty member who was certified, and equally important, familiar with the exam. And what I found after taking the exam was that for our program, which was in development at the time, needed to be more rigorous in particular areas that were covered by the exam that we just didn't have at the time. Another question that came up on the exit survey was, to what extent were you encouraged by your employer to take the exam? Most people noted that their employers were neutral, and my employers actually fell into that as well. My department chair and my college dean were incredibly supportive about my taking the exam, but nobody pushed me to do it. In fact, most hadn't even heard of the exam, and the one or two that did sort of questioned its value and why are you putting yourself through this. And that said, the nice thing is my dean was supportive enough to pay for the exam, which was very helpful. And once I passed the exam and got the lovely letter for the press announcement, they were more than happy to put that on the website and announce it and announce the coming MPH program. So they didn't discourage me, but they were very supportive. There was also this question of what outcomes do you expect for yourself or for your employer? And the greatest expectation by the respondents were increased professional credibility would result from becoming CPH. And I fell mainly into the category of increase the credibility of the organization I work with. As I mentioned, I felt that it was important to have a faculty member who was both familiar with the exam, so I can discuss it with student, but also had the credentials to raise the profile of our MPH program. You know, we haven't even started the accreditation process. Our first student is graduating in December. And so to keep our name and to make sure that students felt that this was an organization and a program that was really on the cutting edge of public health and maintaining that sort of professional development and those ties to the community. And actually, it's worked out really nicely because now that we have our first cohort going through, there's actually been a lot of questions from students about, should I take the exam? How do I study for the exam? Do you think it's valuable? And is it as scary as I think it may be? Because anytime you hear standardized test, people get scared. The other thing that I've noticed in talking to colleagues who have the certification is that everybody's motivations are slightly different. Almost everybody wanted to support the profession and felt very passionately about that, but others felt that it was really good to be able to stay competitive in the job market. No matter where you are, a mentor of mine said, you're always on the job market, no matter where you are. And a lot of people feel that having a graduate degree plus the CPH might give you an edge over someone else who doesn't have that. It just helps you stand out. And I've actually noticed, we have a search going on now, and so I've been looking at the different websites, that more and more I'm seeing, you know, preferred, CPH preferred, just like Chez is up there. So that's really exciting. I probably have a lot more time than this, but I'm a fast talker. So at the end, you know, in terms of the motivations, for me, the motivations are only as good as if you, at the end, are really happy you did it, and I am. I'm somebody who enjoys challenging myself, and so from that perspective, it was interesting to test myself, see what I had retained, gave me also the opportunity to brush up and expand on certain areas. I was very happy to see that, although health policy is not at all my area, that was my second highest score. Thankfully, it was after epidemiology, which is my area, but I was surprised at how much I knew. It's also helped tremendously in the development of my graduate courses and how I teach, both at the graduate and undergraduate level, with an eye towards the certification. And as I said, it gives me the opportunity to talk to my graduate students in terms of training public health practitioners and not academics and people who are going to be in the field. The last thing that I hadn't actually intended on talking about why I'm happy, I only realized after being here, and the reason I'm here is to give this, and the continuing ed credits that you have to earn, and we'll talk about those later, because I know I've had to do them, it's really driven me to go and do professional development that I might not otherwise have done. And so I did 3 of the learning institutes here, and I've been trying to get every possible session that says CPH credits at the bottom. And they're sessions that I might not have gone to otherwise, but have been incredibly valuable. And so I didn't necessarily think of the continuing professional education as a motivation when I started, but I think it's one that you should be aware of, and it really does keep you fresh and keep you engaged, and I think it's been a wonderful experience, so I highly recommend it. I'm actually done.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you.